Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
845, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A text comes in just now. Had a crash on the high-rise eastbound on the upslope. Right lane is blocked. Be aware of that. And, of course, the big mistake when building that bridge was no shoulder. We're talking about opioids in Louisiana and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you know someone who struggled with opioid abuse? 55% are saying yes, 45% are saying no. I don't think struggling with opioid has to be to the limit, though, of almost losing your life or needing to be treated with a Narcan pen. This is going to be kind of confusing because we have two Peters joining us now. Peter Scharf, our friend, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, and Dr. Peter Winsauer, professor of pharmacology and experimental therapeutics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Peter Scharf, welcome.
Good morning, Tommy.
Dr. Peter, I'm going to call you that if that's all right. So we have everybody, I know who's who, welcome, and I'm glad you're with us.
Thank you so much.
So, Dr. Peter, tell me what this opioid forum is all about and the roots behind it.
Well, it started from the field in the sense that the paramedics came to us, the EMTs came to us and said, we don't know what to do with these people after we pick them up. And there's no sustained treatment, there's no resource, and we need to figure something out. So Peter Winsauer and I got together, and we decided to host this conference to get everybody together in one place to say, what do we have in place, and what do we need, and how do we get there?
Dr. Winsauer, in terms of what you're seeing, I guess, in treatment, do people, going back to what I said about the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, you don't have to be on the verge of an overdose to struggle with this, do you?
No, absolutely not. That's not the case at all. I think if we look at who's being impacted by this, it's not only the person who overdoses, but it's the family members who are dealing with a opioid-dependent individual. It's how that person gets help. Is that person under the bridge? Is that person in a family? Is it your doctor? Is it your lawyer? Think about that Blue Runner poll where 50% of the people who you polled, 55% of the people who you polled know somebody who has been involved in an overdose or is opioid dependent. That's huge.
So what do you guys hope to accomplish with this? Dr. Peter Scharf, I'll go back to you.
Great. Well, one, we want everybody in the same room. The police, Paul Noel will be speaking, Jenna Vegno, the director of health, Rebecca Gee, the mayor. You know, everybody will be there in one place, and we're going to say, what do we have now? Look right each other in the eyes and say, is this adequate? And then the question is, what's to be? What do we want to build? How do we get there? The other thing is, as your poll, what you need to add to the poll, I think, is, Tommy, that this cuts across every class, demographics in the society. There are people with respected positions in the city who have kids who have either died or come close to dying of opioid addiction. So this is cuts to the heart of so many of us and so many families.
Dr. Peter Winsauer, is there, well, first of all, let me tell people when it happens, and I'll ask you, Dr. Winsauer, to tell everybody, no, it's Halloween, right, when it happens?
Correct. That is October 31st. It will go from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and there'll be a number of talks throughout the day, as well as several time for discussions, so that people can actually interact with the presenters. And there's a networking event that will be held at lunch as well.
So who is this for? Is this for, Dr. Winsauer, is this for people that treat or deal with people that have opioid problems or people with opioid problems? Everybody, how do you see this playing out?
Well, the goal was to really put all the important decision makers in the room at the same time. So obviously there's going to be policymakers from the state level, from the city level, and we also want to have the perspective from the police department. We want the perspective from the downtown development district. We want perspectives from the docs who actually treat the individuals. So my feeling is really that the goal was to get anybody interested in this problem and understanding how we can move towards a comprehensive plan to get them in the room at the same time.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Peter Scharf, I will ask you about, and I'll ask Dr. Winsauer as well. You know, one of the age-old questions, I guess, when it comes to this is, do you treat it as a medical problem or do you treat it as a criminal issue? 850, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 857, 3 till 9, got the code word coming up. First one of the day in a $1,000 nationwide cash giveaway. Dr. Peter Scharf, Dr. Peter Winsauer, our guests, talking about a city in crisis, the opioid epidemic in New Orleans, a forum that's going to take place October 31st from 8 until 4 at LSU Health New Orleans Human Development Center. Dr. Peter Scharf, in a minute that we have left, do you treat this as a criminal problem, as a medical abuse, as a medical issue? Do you treat it as both? Are there any statistics that indicate one is better than the other?
Well, the ethical and legal issues are huge. One, somebody brings their friend to the hospital during an overdose, do you immunize them from prosecution? Also, the issue of the Good Samaritan. Do you have an obligation if somebody's ODing to help them? Three, who's responsible? Is it Big Pharma? Is it the drugstore? Is it the addict themselves or the user themselves? Is it the family? So the legal and ethical issues are very difficult, very complex, and very muddled. And that's why we want to do this conference, to straighten it all out.
Gentlemen, I appreciate both of your times. Doctors, I appreciate both of your time. A city in crisis, the opioid epidemic in New Orleans, happens October 31st, 2019, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at LSU Health New Orleans. You can call to get more information, 504-568-6...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.